Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The government today intensified its national program to demolish illegal structures by raising down some of them in Rua and Dama Falls, east of the capital Harare.
As far as we are concerned, the program is still ongoing, and we have been having a little interest in it because it's not our program as council, it's a government program, and we as council have said we are not interested in it.
The African Commission on Human and People's Rights condemns the contested sterilization of women living with HIV as a blatant violation of their fundamental rights, which are guaranteed under the African Charter on Human and People's Rights.
We do hope that governments will take this resolution by the African Commission seriously and that they will actually follow up on any violations that have already occurred and ensure that women, if their rights have been violated, there's some kind of redress for those women.
And Health and Child Care Deputy Minister Dr. Paul Chimedza says that this year's National Mass Drug Administration program was a huge success despite 3 deaths.
We start our program today with MDCT Deputy National Chairman Morgan Komichi, who has been found guilty of fraud and contravening the Zimbabwe's electoral laws and sentenced to 350 hours of community service. Komichi's lawyer, Alec Muchadehama, says his client has been instructed has instructed him to appeal the ruling. Komichi was arrested in July after he was accused of tampering with electoral laws and has been in custody at Chikurubi Maximum Prison. Komichi is expected to start his community service on Monday next week. Mainge Hama tells Studio 7, Semavelas Nklanganya Huye, although his client was happy to be getting out of prison, he will appeal the ruling.
The court said that after assessing the evidence that was laid before it, it came to the conclusion that Mr. Komichi was guilty of both the crime of fraud as well as the crime of taking, destroying or interfering with the ballot box that belonged to Zeke. So he was found guilty of both counts as charged in the court.
After finding him guilty, what was he sentenced to?
On the first count of fraud, he was sentenced to 12 months in imprisonment. Then on the second count of contravening Section 85 of the Electoral Act, he was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment, coming to a total of 18 months. So of the 18 months, 8 months were suspended on conditions of good behavior for the next 5 years. And the remaining 10 months were suspended on condition he performs the 350 hours of community service at Meboren Clinic, starting on the 11th of November 2018.
That was Attorney Alec Muchadehama speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Nklanganya Huye from Harare. Komichi picked up ballot papers near the Election Command Center of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in the run-up to the 2013 July elections. He surrendered them to the police, leading to his arrest.